independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Former officials and a congressional source tell my colleagues Pamela, Dana, and I that Russian government officials discuss having potentially derogatory information about then-presidential candidate Donald Trump and some of his top aides. This in conversations intercepted by U.S. intelligence during the 2016 election. One source described the information as financial in nature and said the discussion centered around whether the Russians had leverage with Trump's inner circle.
Jim Sciutto there, CNN News. They've got information. They do. Yes, they have information. What kind of? It's super double triple sneaky information. It's the kind of sneaky information that could destroy the president of the United States, or it's potentially baloney.
I should add the sources privy to the descriptions of the communications written by U.S. intelligence cautioned that the Russian claims to each other could have been exaggerated or even made up. The details of the communication shed new light on information U.S. intelligence received about Russian claims of influence. The contents of the conversations made clear to U.S. officials that Russia was considering ways to influence the election, even if their claims turned out to be false.
False, you say? False. Wait a minute. The Russians may have spread disinformation and lies? And you, the press, CNN, MSNBC, and others, New York Times, LA Times, Washington Post, have actually grabbed onto it, did zero research because you wanted it to so be true, passed it on to the American people as actual truth in journalism, only to find out later on it may not be true. Because the Russians are so full of crap, and the Russians have so played you guys, knowing full well that they're counting on the sheeple of America and, dare I say, the portion of America to actually go out there and do homework to prove elsewise. Meaning, if you think something's baloney, how deep do you really go? Right? Now in life, if we, our want to be right is such that we'll go as far as we possibly can to prove ourselves right. But if you don't care, if you have that apathy towards something, i.e. the Russia stuff and the election stuff, if you have this kind of, I need to get on with my life because I got bigger fish to fry, then you don't care. Right? So you're not going to do your due diligence. You'll take at face value what else somebody says. Somebody said this. I saw it on CNN. That's a reputable place. I'll run with it. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't because I really don't care because I got other things going out. I got other stuff going out. There's homework out there in the world, right? There's homework in the world. If you're serious about your politics, and many of you listening are a little bit more serious about your politics than other people out there, but if you're serious about your politics, then you look at something like this and you pay big attention to it. For other people out there, they don't. Plus, the way that we consume our media over and over again is much different. We consume our media based on the opinions and the beliefs that we have. We don't go to media that will actually go and challenge our beliefs because we don't want anything that our belief system challenged and or proved wrong, because in this world, most people would rather be right than rich. And in their mind, that's all that matters. It's the game telephone. They don't even know what's real or what's not. I dare I say, if you have James Comey coming out last week saying, yeah, you know, this subtle leaks that are happening or the documents that are going in there and they're taking the documents and they're tainting them a little bit and then they're releasing them, but they're doing it in such a subtle way that you, for the average person and even the trained eye for most of them, wouldn't understand or couldn't tell the difference. It's like having a great counterfeit dollar. People just couldn't tell. And that's what they are. They're not passing $100 bills as counterfeit dollars. They're passing fives and ones where nobody pays enough attention to something. And that's what they're doing with these secrets. That they're not really. They're making up their own secrets. Why did they do it? Because at first they wanted to weaken who? Hillary. They thought she was going to be president. She wasn't. Oops. So what did they do then? Well, they said, well, now we've got this guy that's president. We didn't think he was going to be. We went after her hardcore, but we got a bunch of other stuff that may be bad. And now they've got the press working for them. That's the beauty of this. They got the press working for them. They don't need to do anything else. They're not doing their due diligence. They're not checking stories. They're just going out there doing their thing and letting it fall where it may. That right there just goes to show you that this is right now what we have. Even truthful information may have some false in it, and stuff that is lies may have a bit of truth in it, and you have to suss it all out. And how many of you out there want or have the time, therefore even the need, to know the absolute truth? And now everything is so blurred, I don't think people are going to pay that much attention. I really don't. I really, really don't. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Ron, Indy, what's happening?
Chad, I'm glad that you took my call. I'm going to make the comment that, you know, first off, most of the truthful news that I hear, now some may be shocked when I say this, but it's coming from foreign news agencies. You know, here in the States, it's as if it's all propaganda anymore. It's whatever side that they're on, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and, you know, I will say this, too. You know, you spoke about those who care. I think we would be shocked. Then again, you know, we may not be. The amount of people that truly do not care in this country anymore. It's sad. I come across people, and they, you know, they want change. They want things to improve. But you know what? They don't want to research nothing. You know, they don't want to think about their vote. They don't want to think about, you know, what it is, you know, that they're going to ask, you know, at, you know, the local town hall meeting. Or, you know, a lot of them, you know, they just don't care. I don't want to go to that stuff, you know. And then, you know, it's the same people that say they don't care that think that they have the right, you know, to gripe, you know. And I'll just say this. I think the last 15 years, I've seen a dramatic downturn in our society, and it gives me no pleasure in saying it. You got a great show. Keep it up, Chad.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Thanks so much, Ron. And, you know, Ron brought up a great point about people not caring. I don't think that I think there's some out there who don't care. I think there's some, and I think the reason they don't care is because they're so cynical, right? They've become cynics. They don't care anymore because they don't believe anything the media says, and that goes for both the right and the left. Very little journalism goes on anymore. It's sensationalism. When it comes to journalism, it's not about being right. It's about being first. That's what it's become. It's eyes on the prize. There's very little accountability. We saw it last year with that lady on at Rolling Stone who wrote that story about the rape culture at one of the colleges, and she went off on it, and they didn't even fire her. She did very little research. She wrote a story. She didn't do journalism. And she passed it off as journalism when it should have been passed off as a story. But I think for a lot of people out there nowadays in the world of it's easier to run with something because it's about getting likes. It's about getting followers. It's about getting your name out there and almost being a provocateur. You know, for all of the crap that somebody like Milo Yiannopoulos gets, for all of that crap, he's no different in a lot of ways than a lot of these other people. The difference between him and them is he comes across as a provocateur. He comes across as a smartass. He comes across as somebody who's looking to make waves. He's honest about it. A lot of these other people, these other journalists, they're not. They're hiding under the guise that they are journalists when really they're doing a lot of the same thing. They are. And it's tough because you have to do your research. This is what I do for a living. I read. How many people really want to do that all day long? Do you have the time? That's the other thing. How many people have the time to sit down in something that they're very interested in, but they have kids, they have a life, they have work, maybe they have school, they have a business, They don't have time to do all of these kind of things. And some of this stuff, it takes a long time. And you can get sucked down a rabbit hole chasing the truth on some stuff. And then you're starting to think, well, do I believe any of this stuff or don't I? That's the frustrating part. It really is. Speaking of frustrating, you and I both know that over time, something may potentially happen to your car. This weekend, I put on about 500 miles driving my car around. I loved it. Because you see, I didn't have to worry because I got extended coverage from CarShield. It's amazing. The cost of cars to fix nowadays, it's head-scratching. It really, really is. Now, they're made incredibly well, but a lot of times they give you a warranty for X amount of miles for a reason. And sometimes they don't cover everything. Maybe you're close to having your manufacturer warranty disappear and you're thinking, what do I do next? Because I don't want a car payment. Extended coverage from CarShield will give you, yes, the peace of mind that you crave in a situation like this. You get 24/7 roadside assistance from CarShield. If your car does go in the shop, you get a rental car while your car's in the shop. And here is the great thing. You pick the mechanic you want to see. They take care of everything else from there directly to that mechanic, meaning you don't have to front any of the bill. Deductible may apply. It's not a big deal. But, man, think about the money and the peace of mind. Woo! I'm telling you, it is worth it. CarShield's administrators have paid close to $2 billion in claims. They're ready to help you save yourself thousands of potential car repairs. Get covered by the ultimate extended vehicle service protection. Before it's too late, call 800-CAR-6100 and mention code Benson. That's 800-CAR-6100. Mention code Benson or visit carshield.com. Use code Benson. Save 10%. That's carshield.com. Code Benson. A deductible may apply. We got what's next for an athlete that's thinking to himself, what's next? Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson. He's more popular in France than Jerry Lewis.
I am very popular. Funny, people are tweeting at me, texting me, saying, dude, this... You're right. How do I know what's real and what's not? You don't know anymore. And that's just it. Journalists are now opinion makers when they used to be journalists. Walter Cronkite was not an opinion maker. He was a journalist. He delivered things to you. And there used to be differing journalists. There was a, you had your sports reporters, right? You had your political journalists. You had your people who were investigative journalists. And then you had people who were presenters. In England, we called them newsreaders. And they would just read the news. You don't have much of that anymore. Now it's people who are journalists who now are asked about their opinion and they go and give their opinion. How do you expect somebody to give their opinion and not have an opinion of them, you know, an actual opinion that's based on their political beliefs? You can't. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Mike in Indy, what's happening?
Hey, Chad, thanks for taking my call. I'd just like to quickly say the only way that I'll ever believe that Donald Trump is illegally doing something in the Oval Office or did anything illegal in his campaign after he asked Mike Pence to be his vice president is the day comes that Mike Pence steps down as being vice president. And the reason why I say that, I've met Mike once. I know good people that know Mike Pence. Some of the people you know yourself. Mike Pence wasn't, he was a great, honest man when he was governor, 12 years in Congress, and even when he worked for WIBC as a radio talk show host. Mike Pence is not going to let himself get mired up in stuff that he knows is illegal. If he finds out himself anything that the Trump administration or Trump himself did, that's illegal, I guarantee you Mike Pence will step down as president. And when that day comes, then I believe that Donald Trump is crooked. And only then, only then. All the stuff you hear on the media, I totally block it out. Only thing I listen to is WIBC, and that's where I pick you up from.
All right, my man, I appreciate that. You know what? That's a good point. Mike is a good dude. Mike is as real and as genuine as they come. You may not agree with his politics. You may not, if you're out there, for a lot of people out there who are maybe libertarians or maybe lean a little left, you may not agree with his belief. But I will tell you this. One thing I'll say about the guy is he's as straightforward and as honest as the cat that you're going to get. And I will say Yeah, you know what? He is very much a Christian first. He is about there are just certain things about the guy that scream that. And that's a great, very good point. You know what? When are people going to start truly jumping ship? And that's when you start to open your eyes. That's when you do. I don't know. You know, Mike Pence may think, man, I could stick around here, maybe be president. You don't know. But you don't know how much he's also involved. What is he learning? What is he not learning? Because he may not be as an inner circle. I think we always think that the president and the vice president are chummy pals that talk 24 hours a day, and they're like best friends who hang out. That's not always true. In many cases, they don't get along with one another. In many cases, they're not really involved in the day-to-day world of each other's lives and politics. They do separate things. So, I don't know what their dynamics is. What I will say is that you have to be careful. You have to be careful if you're serious about politics or issues to find out what the truth is and what it's not. Because all too often, what I've noticed, whether it be in print, whether it be online, or whether it be on the television, is you can find a differing answer from somebody else. And if you put those two together, in many ways, you have the sandwich you want. You're going to find some truths over here and some truths over there. Now, you have to go and suss out which the BS is and what's the actual meat of a story to get exactly what it is that you want if you want the truth. And for a lot of you listening out there, you're not truly interested in the whole truth, because truth can be at times not what you want to hear. I want to know, does my butt look big in these jeans? I don't want you to go, those jeans, wow, are they going to explode? You want to hear, you don't want that kind of truth. You don't. A lot of times people just want a smattering of truth with a little bit of lie. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat@chatbensonshow.com. One football owner says why he's not going to grab Kaepernick. Very interesting. Plus, wait till you hear about this girl who's not going to be allowed to graduate with her classmates. The Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thoughts and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Text the program, 323-538-2423. Got a great text from somebody. And this right here is, if you break it down and you keep it simple, as I've been saying, it's so true when it comes to the media. It says you touched on something. No matter what we hear or read, to believe it or to trust in it, we must have trust or faith in the person that's delivered. For all of the crap, and there has been a lot of it, that Trump has done to himself, and again, there has been a lot of it, for all of that, he has been right on more than a few occasions when it comes to the way the media has treated him and the lies and the stuff that are out there. For all of that, they have showed their eagerness to forego any real journalism to get to the bottom of it because they want to be first and they don't care if they're right. And so after a while, like the boy who cried wolf, you lose all this trust, right? You no longer have faith that what they're saying is real. Like a friend. If a friend lies to you over and over and over and over and over again, eventually you know it's not real. So if you believe him, that's on you. Wimpy, right? Wimpy asks every day, can I have some bucks because I need a burger, but I'll pay you back gladly on Tuesday. Tuesday never came. If you gave Wimpy money at that point in time, you knew you were giving him something you were never going to see again. If you believe a lot of this stuff at face value, that's on you. That's on you. Switching gears. All right? I'm a Christian. People say, you know, okay, you're a Christian. I don't bandy about my religion. I throw it out there. I'm not in your face about it. I have my belief system. I realized that, you know what, though? First and foremost, I make a lot of mistakes, and I've been a sinner, and I have failed gloriously, and will continue to do so because I'm a human being, right? I am a human being. I get upset when I hear stories like this. You have a young girl named Maddie Runkles. She's like a 4.0. She goes to the school. She does, you know, Heritage Academy. She's pregnant. All right? She's not going to walk for graduation. People are pissed. People are upset.
The initial punishment actually was that I was to be completely taken out of school. I was to finish my classes at home. I was not allowed to be seen at school or be seen on campus, and I was not allowed to attend any school events.
But Maddie's parents appealed that decision. Her parents have stood by her side since they found out about the pregnancy.
Wow, 18 and a mom. And then the next thought that went through my head is, how are we going to get her through her senior year?
It happened. All right? She didn't make a choice that a lot of other young women make. She decided, I'm going to have the kid. As a Christian, I look around and say, you know what? What are you doing? This is why, to me, I get it. I understand that there's rules. At the same time, aren't we supposed to be the ones that forgive? Aren't we supposed to be the ones that go, we still love you? And that you could say all of those kind of things all day. And yes, there are rules. But at the same time, I sit there and I get frustrated when I hear stuff like this. A girl's got a 4.0. She did something. Something happened. She had sex. She's got a baby. Something's going to happen. She's going to have a child. We can be mature about it and say, this is life, and we move on it, and we still love her. Or we can punish her. This is the principal of the school talking about that. And this to me, this, I just sit there and I shake my head.
We love Maddie. We forgive her. We want her to be viewed as part of the Heritage family. But there's still accountability necessary.
Principal David Hobbs said in a letter that Maddie is being disciplined not because she's pregnant, but because she was immoral.
Okay, slow your roll there. First of all, you forgive her. Secondly, that's not your gig. Right? If you're a Christian, you know that you Jesus didn't go, hey, by the way, old principal there, you're the you can decide who you can and can't forgive. That's not about you. All right? Secondly, you got a girl that's got a 4.0. She's graduating. She's just not going to be able to go graduate with everybody else. I find that to be ridiculous. I absolutely do. All right? She made a choice. She got pregnant. And for most of you listening out there, most of you, we all made that choice when we were younger. Some of us got lucky. Some of us, well, stuff happens. Doesn't mean God loves you any less. And that's my frustration at this. We forgive Maddie, but she's immoral. Shut up. I find that to be ridiculous. I'm not here to pull. Look, I am nobody's moral compass, and I'm not here to talk about other people's morals. And, you know, you have yours. I have mine. She made a mistake, you know, read the Bible, brother, right? Cast that first stone. We forgive her. That's not your job. Your job is to be a principal. You point out what you did, you shouldn't have done. But again, that's not my, you know, that's between the parents. She's finished school. She's got a 4.0. Let her walk. What do you think? If she shows up that other kids are going to get the idea, I should go have sex? This is the frustrating side of things for me. Again, as a Christian and a young girl, here she is getting ready to graduate. And she's like, nah, you can't graduate because you're immoral.
And a lot of people aren't too fond of us right now just because of all the negative attention that the school has gotten from this.
As for Maddie, she doesn't think the school and some of her community have handled her pregnancy very well.
Can't just send away the pregnant girl. Honestly, I just think it has set a horrible example of Christians and how Christians, pro-life Christians, treat girls.
Again, let's say she had an abortion. She could walk and she doesn't have to tell anybody. How about that? How would you be treated right there? Again, with the scarlet A. Can we just move past it? I know for a lot of you out there, Chad, you don't know. No, I do understand. Again, I'm not here to judge anybody. I've got my faults. I'm very open about my faults in life. I've made mistakes. and will make mistakes in the future because I am a human being, right? And if you aren't going to make a mistake in your life, if you're not going to screw up in your life, then you must be a robot. You're artificial intelligence. And even they, I have seen, have made mistakes. But I look at this and I feel like this is a missed opportunity to say, look, we have love and compassion and she's one of our own and she made the right choice in our minds by keeping the child and we're going to make the right choice by not punishing her and treating her as if she's an outcast in the community. A lot of people don't. A lot of people there, this is totally fine. This is good. I don't find it to be so. I find it to be ridiculous. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chatbensonshow.com. Colin Kaepernick, who last year led the protest at the NFL games by taking a knee during the national anthem as a protest to the way that people of color were treated by police and other people in this country. He wanted to bring awareness to it. Well, now, John Mara of the Mara family, they own the New York Giants, has come out and spoken about it. Now, many, many people, you've got two sides of things. You have the quiet undertones inside of the NFL are like, we don't want that on our team. We don't want that crap. We don't need any of that. But they won't say that. Now, there are people out there who feel like he is past his prime, even though he's still young and he should be just entering his prime, that he has lost it and he does not have it back and it may never come back. And for footballing reasons, they won't touch him. But John Mara has come out and finally said something. And this is the thing. When you hear what he talks about here, comparatively to what happened last year on his team, it's shocking. It is. We live in a country where free speech, we're able to express it. It's the beauty of our country. He chose to kneel. Said not because he doesn't respect the men and women who have sacrificed for our country, but because he wants to bring attention to the way people of color have been treated. Locker rooms can become fractured. It's not always the best situation. Trust me, I get that. But free speech is what we have in this country. John Mara said he has never, ever, ever received as many emotional letters about the potential of signing a player ever. And he says, all my years being in the league, I've never received more emotional mail from people than I did about this issue. People are saying, if any of your players ever do that, we will never be coming to another Giants game. It wasn't one or two letters. It was a lot. It's an emotional issue for a lot of people. He said, more so than anything else I've ever run into. Last year, they re-signed Josh Brown, a kicker, who was then arrested for domestic violence. And he said, not even close. This issue is far greater. And again, it's emotional. It's emotional. It's an emotional thing. Many teams, he said, many teams have told the many owners and stuff, they will not touch him because he's kryptonite. It's not good. But if you think about the domestic violence, if you think about drugs, if you think about the shootings, if you think about the fact that there was a guy that is still beloved in Atlanta and in Minnesota, and in Philadelphia, who ran a dog fighting ring? And there's more letters about this. I find that to be insane. Producer Anthony said to me today, he says, do you think it's going to work? I said, yes, because let me tell you what's going to happen. In 6 weeks, camps are going to be going out there. They're going to be full bore, and somebody's going to lose a quarterback. And they're going to go, we're desperate. We need somebody. And somebody's going to step up and say, we need to sign this guy. It's going to be between him and your old friend out there, RG3, producer Phil. And they're going to say, RG3 breaks in the wind. This guy, at least we know, he's been there before. He's got talent. Can we harness it? He's already come out and said he's not going to do it this year. But it's crazy. I find it to be insane. And if you talk to a lot of military people out there, they say the exact same thing. This is why we fight, so people can have the right to protest or the right to bring attention in the ways that he did. But he will get a job because he did lead just 3-4 years ago his team to the Super Bowl and was in one play of winning the Super Bowl. Somebody will take a run at him. Don't know when that's going to be, but my assumption is going to be right towards mid-July, early August. Somebody gets hurt. People are desperate. They're going to grab him. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, as always, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. It's Chad Benson Show.
You call it ridiculous. We call it reality with a twist. Say what?
Producer Phil, remind us all again, what will nature do to you?
Nature will mess you up.
That's right. Nature will blank you up. And this time, it was a little bit of nature and a little bit of not so nature-y. While not in the wild, still a wild animal is involved. A young 34-year-old zookeeper has been killed at Hammerton Zoo. 34-year-old Rosa King was killed Monday by, yes, a tiger. For years, they have warned they have inadequate facilities. They have inadequate barriers. What they think happened is she went in to help another keeper with something, and lo and behold, the tiger attacked. Hammerton Zoo is calling the fatal mauling a freak accident. Say, what? No, it's not. It's an animal that's wild. That's not a freak accident. In fact, if you put 100 people in there, that animal is going to attack all 100 of them. That's not a freak accident, right? That's not. If they don't attack anybody, that's a freak accident for them. People are like, why did you attack anybody? I don't know. Say what? Say what? Kung Fu Master uses his wang to pull a helicopter because that's what you do, right? That's what you do. I can't believe this is true. Kung Fu Master dragged 7 cars with his wing-wang to become a world record holder. Then he towed a helicopter. Ye Wee towed the heavy military helicopter with a rope around his genitals. For what reason, I don't know. Never in my life have I thought to myself, hey, you know, it'd be great if I just dragged something with my wing-wang. But wing-wang, Ye Wing pulled his helicopter and several cars with his manhood, if you will. Once again, that is a grasshopper move right there. Mr. Grasshopper. I never saw that in Kung Fu. It is better to pull with your wing wang than to not pull at all. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Say what? Tony and Indy, what's happening, man?
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, Tony?
Hey, I keep hearing everybody ever since Kaepernick did this kneeling thing. Everybody talks about Kaepernick's.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrends Financial can help. Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends Financial, funding for the life of your business.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.